6 years ago. We actually met in a bar for the first time, and I didn't like her. She's a blue-eyed blonde, and I never thought that I would be attracted to the ideal woman of a blue-eyed blonde. She doesn't make me feel weird, because I've always been weird. She makes me feel normal, even though I like video games and read comic books, and she asks me about what's going on in the comic book whenever I'm reading it, as opposed to making fun of me for reading it. We're two grown women, and we both want things. And we're not, either of us are really crafty, and we're neither of us are really girly girls, but for some reason, both of us wanted this wedding to be perfect, and exactly how we wanted it to be. And so, the wedding outfit itself did cause problems because I got mine figured out early. I knew I wanted to dress up. I knew I wanted to wear a vest. I wanted to wear a tie. She wanted something that kind of separated her outfit that didn't just make her look dressed up. And so we found this big bridesmaid jewelry online. So it's this huge necklace with these big earrings. And the necklace was turquoise. And they just helped her eyes pop so much. So I walked into the kitchen from the dining room. There's a very important vote that I kind of want to check on. And I was standing there with my phone. And, you know, because that's what I was using to check the news. And I saw that it had gone through and it had passed. And I just started to cry. And then I fell down on the Chase Lounge. And Annie came over, you know, and started hugging me, and she started crying too. I had so many people come up to me that week and say, hey, I voted for your referendum. And it's not just mine. But the fact that they were thinking about me whenever they voted obviously shows that people like me, that they want me to have a union with Annie. I'd like to start a family. When we go to the grocery store, it's an adventure. I'm just excited to live my life with her and just to have her by my side for it all.